Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast of the Center for Science and Culture. This week we feature a short clip from The Biology of the Baroque, The Mystery of Non-Adaptive Order, to give ID the Future listeners a little taste of this brand new short documentary. The Biology of the Baroque video is based on a novel and incisive argument from Discovery Institute biologist Michael Denton in his new book, Evolution, Still a Theory in Crisis. Evolutionists have good reason for demanding that we avert our eyes from biology's delicate artfulness. None of that, after all, is explicable in light of the Darwinian theory that natural selection retains only what is useful from a technical standpoint of reproductive success. In the book and the video, Dr. Denton puts this quality of superfluous, luxurious, non-adaptive order front and center. Here then is a short clip from Biology of the Baroque.
Many of the characteristics that divide the different taxa from each other, the characteristics that are used to define the branches on the tree of life, seem to be abstract and non-adaptive. One of the most familiar patterns in animals is the insect body plan. The plan divides an insect into three parts. The head, a thorax with six legs, each divided into five basic parts, and an abdomen. Every insect is based on this plan. Many very different adaptive structures are built on top of this pattern, from the grasshopper's legs for leaping to a bee's legs for gathering pollen. But these adaptations are only skin deep, built upon a more fundamental, unchanging pattern that crosses species, environments, and functions. Much like Bach's fugues, all these variations among insects are variations on a common theme. It's apparent that these variations are adaptive. But what was the original survival value of the underlying theme, the insect body plan itself? Denton's answer is that perhaps the underlying theme or body plan never was adaptive. Or perhaps it was only adaptive in a generic sense. It might have been a good ground plan to build different insect species, but even if it was a good ground plan, this would still be a paradox for Darwinism, because natural selection cannot see or select for features that merely have an underlying general usefulness. Natural selection is limited to selecting structures that are adaptive, that serve some specific purpose in a specific species and environment.
That was a short segment from the just-released video Biology of the Baroque, which is based on Michael Denton's new book, Evolution, Still a Theory in Crisis. Evolution, Still a Theory in Crisis, follows in the tracks of Denton's groundbreaking work of 35-plus years ago, Evolution, A Theory in Crisis. The latter inspired a rising generation of pioneers in the field of intelligent design, notably Michael Behe. The new book is no mere update, however. It reveals powerful new evidence of design in nature and opens a fresh frontier for the science of ID. Be sure to visit theoryincrisis.com for more information. That's theoryincrisis.com. For ID the Future, thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2016. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org or idthefuture.com.